Wow. I've just watched a pride of lions come bounding over a grassy hill towards me. There's a group of females and one male. And I'm sitting here having breakfast with the beasts, and I'm chatting with owner of the Cairns Wildlife Reserve, Jenny Jackie. Hello.
Hello. How are you?
Very well. Tell us what we've just seen here, Jenny.
Well, you've actually just seen our main pride being fed. So we have 15 lions in this pride. This is actually the largest pride in Australasia, so there's no other bigger pride. But we actually have 24 lions on the property. So hopefully very soon you'll hear a few of them calling to each other and having a few arguments, and that's when you actually begin to hear them roar. So.
Now, Jenny, as I mentioned, they're all females except for one male. Why is there only one male in there?
You only have usually one alpha male, so he has the right to the whole pride. One male, there's seven larger females, and there's actually seven cubs, and of those seven cubs, five are actually male, but they're only 15 months old at the moment, so they're no threat to their father at the moment. That's why the other four boys behind you there have been separated, because they're at an age where they would want to take over the pride and either oust Makumi out or kill him for the right to mate with all the females.
At what age will those young males be taken out?
Hopefully they will never be taken out. We've taken measures. Makumi is now vasectomised, so we don't have any more cubs. We have the breeding pattern, but we don't have any more cubs. And our seven young cubs have actually been vasectomised as well, so hopefully they will never ever have that adrenaline rush that they'll want to take over the pride. So this is, we'd like to keep this pride because they're on 10 acres, they're well and truly manageable.
Now, that was a pretty awesome sight, just sitting here watching that pride. One of your keepers said, right, release the beasts, and over they came. Do you ever get sick of seeing
never,
that?
Never, never, never. We do breakfast every morning. We do dinners three nights a week. So even at night, it's actually a different sight because they come running out of the dark and you can actually feel them and hear them. And no, never. I could watch it all day, every day. My office is just there, so I have pretty awesome office site that view from my office that I get to see 15 lions all the time. So no, never.
Why have you decided to do this?
To do breakfast and dinner. It was just we saw a niche in the market that we thought, well, you can't get to do this anywhere in Australia. So we thought, well, okay, let's give it a go and do it. And it's been proved very, very popular, which is great for us. And it's we like to give people an experience that you don't get to get. This is the closest you'll get to lions outside of Africa. So.
And I'm wondering also whether the global situation at the moment was another incentive to try and do something different to increase your market?
Zoos are just not zoos anymore. You have to have something different. And obviously we have something very, very unique and very different. It's something that nobody else offers. So, yes, definitely.
And how are things going generally? I mean, when you first took the place over, you know, it was in dire straits. I mean, how are things going?
Actually, they're going very, very well. And because of the dinner and the breakfast, that's what's keeping the park really, really going as well. But our visitation numbers have been actually up on last year, so no, we're very happy the way things are going.
And how many lions do you have all up?
We have 25 lions in the park. So we have the four boys that you saw there. We have the pride of 15. We have another two. And then we actually have another three or four very large males, fully grown males, five-year-olds on the other side of the park. So hopefully our larger males will go to other zoos for breeding programs. And when Makumi dies of natural causes, then we'll get in new blood so that we'll be able to start breeding again.
Well, it's just a glorious morning sitting out here at the reserve. I'm reluctant to get up and go back to the studio, but I must. Oh, what are they doing now? They're just sort of having a... Are they waiting for food, are they?
Well, yes, they're waiting for food, and they're typical cats. They sleep 20 hours a day, so you don't see very much activity in them. That's probably the most activity. They'll go off and rest or have a bit of a play, but we probably woke them up a bit early this morning. They're not early morning people.
Well, nice of you to wake them just for us because we had to come in a little early. Do people get frightened? Because you're pretty close to them sitting where we're sitting and they come right up to you. People ever get freaked out?
No, we actually haven't had anyone freaked out. We've had a few people say, oh my goodness, but once they actually see it and are so enthralled at seeing being so close to the lions, and I mean, obviously they're very, very safe. We have every safety measure. So no, we actually, at our dinner times, we do our dinner, then we do a nighttime tour of the park. So we have to actually say to people, well, when you eat your dinner, then we can take you for a tour, because they forget to eat. They're just so enthralled by watching the lions.
And I guess you don't encourage people to throw tidbits through the wire.
Absolutely not. No, definitely not. Our lions are very well fed and on a very, very strict diet, so no, definitely not.
Any occupational health and safety concerns here, that things that you've, you know, really had to think about?
Look, no more general than the obvious. Obviously, all our fences, all our big cats are hot-wired. We have big high safety fences, as you can see all the fences around the enclosures, 600 metres, 600 mils down in the ground. Our hot wires get checked twice a day. So, no, I mean, it's obviously, it's something that we do regularly every day, so...
Well, I've heard of extreme things, you know, extreme sports, extreme ironing even. Now, this is, I guess, extreme dining.
It is. That's why we call it Dinner on the Edge or Breakfast with the Bees, because it is. It's very extreme. It's not just sitting in a restaurant having breakfast or dinner. It's sharing with the lions.